Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why? I mean, you don't really need a reason, but you usually do have a reason for...
I just ran across this one.
Okay, sure. Hey, man, it's all good. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get the phone lines back open in about 20 minutes, 404-726-0929. Either for an AMA question, totally fine. We always do the AMA at 140. Or if you didn't get a chance to call in and sound off on the Falcons game yesterday, you can do that as well. We'll get into some college football stuff in just a minute.
I mean, we go ahead because we're just talking off the air. Because it's, and you hate to, I don't know. I'm not a big I told you so, unless it's to my wife, because I like being more right in that situation, even though it don't matter a lot of times. But yeah, we said, what do you say about Miami? We said crystal ball.
Yeah.
Crystal ball.
Let's wait till November.
Yes.
When Mario Cristobal tends to.
Carson Beck was so happy, and oh God, he's living life.
He's smiling again.
Randy. Yeah, they got his back.
He found his joy.
Yeah. Then last 2 weeks when something went wrong, ain't my fault.
I guess his joy left.
I guess his joy damn left.
Yeah, man. I know you and we're not really trying to pile on or anything like that.
No, not at all.
But yeah, I mean that's kind of what he showed you.
Yeah.
You know, when things went sideways, he didn't always have the right stuff to say.
Yeah.
Like, you got to kind of be the CEO when you're the quarterback of a program like that, and can't really go to the post-game press conference after you make that throw.
Mm-hmm.
The first interception wasn't his fault, but the interception in overtime was absolutely his fault. And it'd be like, well, I can run the plays they call.
Yeah.
I'm only one man. What? All
like,
right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, Mario Cristobal's record in November.
Dude.
It's just, you know.
It's awful.
So once again, for the 25th consecutive year, we are... sad to report the U is not back.
Oh, God.
They're still wherever they went. And
now,
they are not back.
Tomorrow, the polls come out tomorrow.
That's right.
But they still are going to be ahead of Notre Dame, right?
They should be.
They still should be ahead of Notre Dame.
Yeah. I don't think they will, but they should be.
No, they should be. They will be. They'll be in front of Notre Dame.
I don't know. People are recency bias.
They
love
Notre Dame.
They love Notre Dame.
Everybody loves Notre Dame.
They love Notre Dame.
Like, I heard this weekend, yeah, I think Notre Dame is the top 5 team in America. What gave you that?
I don't know. I think Notre Dame's good. Like, don't get me wrong. I think Notre Dame's good. But did people watch any of their game against Boston College?
It was awful.
They were in a rock fight with a terrible Boston College team.
Yeah.
Boston College flat out sucks.
Yes,
they're
1-8.
They're awful. So I don't know. I mean, I do think Notre Dame is good. And obviously the two losses they have are to Miami and Texas A&M are two good teams. But, yeah, no, that'll be one of the things that get people fired up tomorrow night if they're ranked ahead of them since they have the same record and Miami did beat them.
Right. Because, I mean, 1-2 is going to be Ohio State who
– Yeah, they're number one.
Yeah, man. I know Indiana
– Indiana might be number one.
Abe, stop doing that. Say what you got to say, man. Stop doing these hand gestures.
We have some of this tomorrow, but I think there's a good chance Ohio State is not number one.
Okay.
It'll either be one of the two of them.
Okay.
And I think that they both have good claim.
Remember that metric strength of record that they said was going to be important?
Yes.
Right. It might be important.
Okay. Thank you, Abe.
Well, that's the thing.
You're doing your hands. Like, say what you're going to say.
They've told us that they really want to lean on that.
Yes.
Right? That strength of record is going to be the thing that they really go to. Maybe to try to give us an idea of what they're going to do, make it be like slightly more transparent or whatever. And yeah, Ohio State, you know, outside of Texas, which that win does look better as the season goes on.
Yes, because Texas is getting better.
You know why? They had a quarterback who'd never started before.
In one of the most hostile places in America.
Yeah.
His first game.
And he looked like a really young quarterback who was, the moment might have been a little big for him. And
your head coach, you know, just as either.
And he's grown into it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Arch Manning, who's now started a couple of games. And
playing better.
Dealt with some injuries and all that. Yeah, he played really good against Vanderbilt on Saturday. He threw 3 touchdowns. He's now up there with, I think, Colt McCoy, and I don't remember who the other, there was a couple of other quarterbacks, in terms of 300-yard passing games in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's having a really nice year, actually.
Yeah.
If you didn't apply the idea that you thought that he was going to be Patrick Mahomes mixed with Tim Tebow, mixed with Superman.
His first year starting.
Or if you didn't completely give up on him because he didn't have a cut. No, he's having a pretty nice year. And Texas is now 7-2, and their offense looks like what we thought it was going to at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're coming off of a game where, I mean, for them to take their foot off the gas the way they did, got to buy a week before you got to come to Athens. So, I mean, that's another key for them. Their defense is really good.
They're running the ball.
And I think that's the most important thing right there. I mean, you start the game the way they did, first play, damn home run, you know. And so for to go from that and to be able to just control the game till you didn't. Now, I'll give Vanderbilt a lot of credit. Them dudes fought their ass off.
Yeah.
They fought. And so they fought their ass off to get back in that football game. And obviously they had an opportunity at the onside kick, just didn't fall on it. It's sitting the ball, there's nobody but Vanderbilt players.
And it's just spinning.
And it's just spinning.
It reminds us like that Falcons-Cowboys
game. Let's not do that.
All right,
I knew you were going to go.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, damn it.
I almost did it earlier.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. Wait,
that is the worst football play still to this day that I've ever seen.
Yeah, we don't need to. Still, you're right.
The worst
at least, at least Texas Vanderbilt was outside and it was wet.
Yeah.
But it should have never come to that. Texas was up big, and they took their foot off the gas. And, you know, what happens when you do that, you can – doesn't matter how much time's left. You give a quarterback like Diego Pavia any breath, he's going to try to come back and beat you, and he almost did.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech's undefeated season no longer after what happened on Saturday night. Still a ridiculous performance by Haynes King.
Oh, he was
threw for 400, ran for 100, bunch of touchdowns.
Yes.
But they gave up 48.
And it was the one thing that we talked about, though, was that we knew this on Friday. We know NC State couldn't stop nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew they could score.
Yeah.
And we knew that quarterback.
I didn't know C.J. Bailey could do that.
Dude.
I knew he was good.
Yeah,
I'd seen
man.
Him play a little bit.
Dude.
I didn't know that
he
guy was
go.
Out there like that.
And then they were running the ball.
Yeah.
The way they were running the ball against Tech. I just thought the defense for Tech let them down. But, yeah.
Definitely.
Texas is still in it. They're still in it. I mean, obviously, they still got to play Pitt, who is –
they're playing pretty good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They really, really are. Is that game in Atlanta or in Pitt?
Oh,
that's check for
a
me.
Good question.
Where? It's in Pitt?
That's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in Pittsburgh. Okay. So another challenging game for Georgia Tech. But I think, you know.
It's at home.
It's in Atlanta. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So good. But, I think that was just one of the things where sometimes a loss finds you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think Georgia Tech was going to go undefeated. Now, they still. No, because who's Louisville? Is Louisville Pitt?
No.
Virginia.
Virginia's the only undefeated team in the ACC.
And they played an ACC team.
Yeah, which is funny. They actually lost to NC State.
But it wasn't a conference game.
But it wasn't a conference game for some reason, which I don't know why. But, yeah, they lost a non-conference game to a conference opponent.
Right.
So they're 8-1 on the year, but they're 5-0 in the conference.
But they had an opportunity to trick this weekend off.
They've tried to trick all
their games. They have, man. It's just sitting there.
Credit to Virginia for doing what they've done. Like, you can't take 8-1 away from them. But, yeah, they damn near – Cal threw a pick six at the end of the game, which gave that one away. North Carolina went for 2 late in their game, which gave that one away. Washington State almost beat them. They're awful. Like, they've flirted with disaster a million times. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Wake Forest beats Virginia over the weekend, or at least at Duke is going to get them in a couple weeks. Virginia, it's awesome, and it's fun, and it's always cool when unexpected schools are doing this. They're, you know, somebody's going to get them. Somebody's going to jump up and get him. They're playing with too much fire.
Yeah, they're playing with.
Yeah, but then Georgia Tech's right behind them. Pitt's right there at 5-1. Louisville 4-1. SMU 4-1. Duke 4-1, and that's all right there at the top of the ACC.
Yeah.
So the conference championship,
is up for grabs right now. So Tech has just still their chance. Obviously, it diminishes a little bit when you lose a game. But at the same time, as long as they take care of business, they should find a way to maybe get into the ACC.
Which is crazy to read all of those names, given where the season started, with Miami playing so well. They're 2-2 in conference now. Mm-hmm. Going to be a long road to get to the conference title game for them. Clemson's 2-4 in conference.
Damn.
And Florida State, who had one of the most impressive wins of the year, honestly, the way that they beat Alabama week one, they are 1-4 in conference.
Their coach fired?
I think he should be.
Like, but with all these jobs that are open, that are coming open. So that's going to be the thing to watch for because, okay, when do you need this hire to be done? Because you got the early window. Mm-hmm. You got early signing day. Mm-hmm. And so
you have to do it by the –
you got to do it by December 1st.
Transfer portal.
Yeah, and so if there's a chance that Ole Miss, which I still think is really good, that they're going to be playing, this Lane. I just don't think Lane – I don't think Lane should leave Ole Miss.
I don't either.
Because I think he still can get everything that he wants from Ole Miss that he get, and they got to deal with that drama in LSU.
Yeah.
And got to deal with whatever – I don't think Florida's drama or whatever, but I think you can still do the same things at Ole Miss that you can. Auburn, definitely. Auburn got him a pay raise last time.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna, I don't think he's going back to that.
I don't think
the other thing about Ole Miss, just to kind of bring it back to Saturday, was – He seems every year to kind of take one more maturity step as a coach and as a program builder. Like that game against South Carolina last year is one that they would have lost because after big wins last year, they found ways to kind of fall down and come back to earth. It was just a workmanlike, business like perfect performance from them on Saturday against South Carolina, winning 30-14. No drama. Mm-mm. Just went out there and beat them because they're better. You know,
Shane Bieber. Because I know he fired Mike Shuler. He fired Mike, his offensive coordinator. Talking about South Carolina.
Everybody over there.
Yeah, man. Like, the expectation.
Him and Lenoris have like a little, hey, let's go for a drive.
Yeah, man.
Like, how do you feel about Blacksburg?
If you're Lenoris, do you leave?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's kind of from there, isn't he?
Like, no, I'm saying go to pro.
Oh, go to the NFL?
Yeah, go to the NFL.
Oh, I don't know. You might be able to get as much going in the portal.
Yeah,
somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
If he goes with him to Virginia, Virginia Tech just talked about all that money they're throwing at the football program.
Yeah, man. Georgia Texas game will be a night game.
Cool.
Athens, 7:30.
Great. Love that.
Mm.
That game looks a little different right now than it did about a month ago.
Yeah, man.
With Texas playing better and all that.
Yeah, dog. And now, but hell, Georgia got to go down to where? Then I'm going to go down there with them cowbell.
Hey, man.
Down to Stark Vegas, baby.
Don't
play around.
Don't mess with those guys.
New one in Stark Vegas. Don't play around, man.
Hey, Washington got ranked.
There you go.
We're 24th now.
Is that why you got your nice sweater?
No, I bought a new one and I'd like it. So
that's
I thought I'd debut it.
That poll, we no longer go by that poll.
I do.
Sorry. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow and find out.
Well, till tomorrow, I'm going to go by that poll. We got finally ranked in the AP top 25 by not playing.
Yeah.
We had won some nice games.
Just in time for the AP poll to no longer matter.
Damn, beat Dan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Illinois, who was ranked by like 3 touchdowns, couldn't get ranked after that. Just sitting at home over the weekend, they're like, oh, you know who's good? Washington. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA / Falcons phone calls. 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We'll talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.